Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Bonjour, bienvenue, welcome, fresh produce aficionados. You are tuned in to the Global Fresh Series, where freshness knows no borders, as we have experienced firsthand in trade shows, with the most recent being the IFPA 2025 show that we covered just this past week. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, California, where happiness centered around the largest North America fresh produce trade show, the Global Produce and Floral Trade Show that took front and center. Within 24 hours, I went from Athens, Greece to Anaheim, California to discover the dynamics of the show. Formerly known as the PMA, Produce Marketing Association, it was formed in 1949 to serve the entire fresh produce and floral supply chain, as well as serving as a lobby advocate for the fresh produce industry. The organization is also responsible for formulating a public policy agenda. Fast forward to IFPA 2025, the show brought together 20,000 produce and floral professionals with 1,000 exhibitors, and networking opportunities abounded. That is the size of a small village of fresh produce aficionados. And true to form, the show kicked off with IFPA CEO Kathy Burns discussing the Fight for Fresh initiative that addresses key industry challenges through innovation and advocacy. Tariffs were recognized as the biggest challenge facing the industry this year, with Stanford's AI-driven geoeconomic monitor innovation entering the equation to analyze the impact of tariffs. One area that has been consistent and continuing to flourish is the Supply Chain of the Future initiative, bringing a collaboration among members to focus on shelf life predictability, harmonized standards, and smart data escrow. All this from an industry that just a few years ago said, nah, I don't need a website. Remember that refrain? I don't know of any fresh produce companies without a website today, because today it's not just a website you need, but fresh produce influencers on social media. You have to know how to work TikTok. You have to learn about the algorithms on LinkedIn, sensors for your agriculture and water purifiers. I mean, there's a whole array of ag tech that's entered into this industry that if you're not moving forward, you're really moving backwards. You're becoming stale. Folks, before we dig in and continue to see the freshness of this show on the Global Fresh Series, let's recognize all of our spectacular sponsors who were all in attendance at the show. So grab your passport and your appetite for discovery, because here, freshness has no borders as we all speak the same language of fresh produce. Last week, I think I probably spent more time announcing our sponsors and their attendance at IFPA. If you didn't have a chance to meet these sponsors, you can still check them out as I go ahead and mention them again. Let's shine a light on our first-class sponsor. They are a true leader in the world of spuds. They are recognized for their story that goes well beyond what ends up on your plate. From groundbreaking sustainability practices and grower support programs to community food initiatives, this company is redefining what it means to nourish the world responsibly and deliciously. For peak of the market, their harvest season has begun. Manitoba-grown vegetables like potatoes, onions, and cabbage are making their way from their farms to your plate. Nothing beats the taste of fresh local produce grown with passion and dedication. Peak of the Market, proudly Canadian, proudly Manitoban, committed to bringing you the highest, freshest quality produce straight from their fields. If you didn't have a chance to meet CEO Pam Kolachuk, Check out their LinkedIn page because they are truly a company committed to their values. Turning to Colombia avocados, it's Colombia's main season, and Colombia has volume and quality to support promotional programs and fill your supply gaps. Colombia avocados meet your growing category demand year-round. Did you stop by their booth, 2583? Because it was surely an outstanding booth that showcased their creamy avocados. Visually, it was visually appealing, but it also was strategically located right next to the fresh produce snack stand. So while you were standing in line, I'm sure you had a chance to witness all this and hopefully walk over and speak to Manuel, their CEO, learn about their avocados and have a chance to sample that delicious chocolate that was infused with Colombia avocados. Now, if you didn't have a chance to experience all this, make sure you check out their website, Colombia Avocados. And the DRC booth. You couldn't miss the DRC team decked out in their referee shirts. Jaime Bustamante spoke about companies that they collaborate with to support their initiatives, which are first and foremost education to prevent escalating trade disputes. Be sure to check out my video interview with Jaime. And before I continue to recognize our sponsors at IFPA 2025, let's hear from one of our fabulous sponsors, Jack Vandenberg.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And we're back with more exciting coverage of IFPA 2025. Did you have a chance to stop by Jack Vandenberg's booth, 2397? To meet John Papp. That booth was an absolute gem because they had the Citrus America juicer in full swing. You could actually hear that refreshing whirl of juice cutting through the buzz of the show floor. It became our unofficial recharge station. It was a quick stop for fresh cold juice and a chat about their family's legacy. If you missed their booth, head over to the Jack Vandenberg website. Their story is such a great slice of produce. It traces the family's journey all the way from Groningen, Netherlands to New York City in 1946. That generational dedication to quality fruit is exactly what this industry is all about. Now, speaking of heritage meeting innovation, let's give a round of applause to our newest sponsor, USA Pears. Their booth this year was nothing short of a showstopper. Imagine a giant chalkboard mural, hand-drawn live by an artist over several hours, capturing the beauty and versatility of the pear. From orchard to kitchen, it wasn't just eye-catching. It was a full-on conversation starter. You could find them at their booth, 3239. And if you stopped by, you probably noticed their brand new logo and visual identity. I have to say I'm loving the refreshed look. Crisp, modern, and full of character, just like the fruit itself. Their CEO, Carrie Ann Arias, has truly re-energized the pear world. She's leading a full-blown pear renaissance, turning pears from a seasonal afterthought into a year-round mainstream favorite. She even joked, that she wants pears to be as mainstream as cottage cheese. And honestly, I think she's onto something. Under her leadership, USA Pears is redefining how we see the category with new recipe campaigns, sustainability stories, straight from growers, and smart digital outreach that's connecting with younger consumers. If you haven't checked it out yet, hop over to the newly minted USA Pears website. It's fresh, vibrant, and full of information, inspiration from nutritional facts to pairing ideas that will make you rethink what a pear can do to your kitchen. So whether you were sipping citrus at Jack Vandenberg or watching pears being sketched with Carrie Ann at IFPA 2025, there was no shortage of creativity, flavor, and forward momentum. Stay tuned. More show floor stories and innovation spotlights coming up right after this next short break.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, welcome. And a big thank you to all of our spectacular sponsors. The Zag team was on full display at IFPA. Their relevance at this trade show tapped into preventing supply chain disruptions. They were addressing safeguarding your IT networks. Conversations centered around cybersecurity, data analytics, infrastructure stability, to ensure that there is a steady flow of goods without interruption. Make sure to visit the Zag website and check out my interview with Zag McCary. Let's take a look at who were the guest speakers during the general sessions. There were some formidable guest speakers. Starting with Wednesday, we had an entrepreneur, author, and founder of Extreme Living, Sarah Robb O'Hagan. She was a dynamic speaker delivering a high-performance talk on turning around iconic brands while embracing disruption instead of resisting it. That sound familiar within our industry? I liked her analogy with sports to fresh produce. Think like high-performance athletes, anticipate, adapt, and act with speed and clarity. She could not have chosen a better theme for the industry, given all the disruption with tariffs this past year. And then there was Eric Weihenmeier. I hope I pronounced that correctly. On Friday's morning general session, telling his story as a blind mountaineer, how despite his blindness, he broke through barriers and summited Mount Everest and navigated the Grand Canyon by kayak. He sees barriers as fuel for innovation, using produce constraints as a springboard instead of roadblocks, which we are learning to do. Wrapping up Friday was the Women's Fresh Perspective Breakfast, Breaking Barriers and Owning the Huddle, with guest speaker Amy Trask. Known as the NFL's first female front office executive for a major league team and former CEO of the Las Vegas Raiders and CBS sports analyst, she delivered an inspirational talk on breaking through to traditional molds and bringing fresh energy to sectors through diverse leadership and underrepresented voices. Back on the floor, What I noticed was the emphasis on offering smaller portions in single-serving, easy and convenient packaging to the consumer. What better way to lift fresh produce consumption than to make it easier to eat and sample with tasty, smaller portions? And I believe a lot of this is it's a playbook that's taken out of, you know, CPG from their commodities like tuna, chicken, cereal, olives, just to name a few that were started on years ago with these single serving pouches. And today, it's really caught on. I really like catching on or eating these single serving on an airplane, for example, because there's really not much offerings when you're flying to a trade show. So hopefully I'm going to begin to see a lot of these single servings, like the small blueberries, the Yokiro guacamole, different flavor cups in an airport, so we can enjoy and also have a healthy meal in flights. You know, I was thinking as well that I think this started, the seed was planted with bag salads. First, it was just an ordinary bag salad that you could add on to. And now look how bag salads have just bloomed. I mean, that has really come to fruition, that entire harvest, with exponential growth, a lot of different varieties, different times of the day to eat them, different ways to eat them. So kudos to all these single servings that really came to you could see this at the trade show. It was everywhere with many different commodities. Another item I noticed on the floor for the first time were lines at booths to play games. Some of these games were highly interactive and engaged the attendees with the brand. For example, embedding a QR code at a booth or across multiple booths, prompting attendees to scan and collect points, unlock content, or enter a prize drawing. This was very clever, as it combined on-floor presence with digital follow-up, captured leads, and extended the experience beyond the physical visit. It combined sensory experience with various touch points. Other sensory experience was taste testing at some booths, with attendees participating in feedback on product attributes like flavor note, variety name, or origin to win a prize or swag. From our own firsthand coverage, one of the most creative displays on the show floor came from USA Pears. Again, I mentioned that their booth turned art into theater, featuring a guest artist meticulously sketching a massive chalkboard mural that evolved hour by hour throughout the show. And we had a firsthand look with our interview as that mural, as a backdrop, as we talked to Carrie Ann about the whole rebranding of the logo and relaunch of Pears, really getting them into the mainstream. And it was a way to really get attendees to engage and watch this mural come to life, and then also get them to really share it across social media channels as they tagged USA Pears, IFPA 2025. And this resulted in a wave of organic user-generated buzz that blended creativity with brand storytelling in a way that felt fresh, authentic, and memorable. And just as I mentioned, there was just this buzz throughout the floor that I think many of these booths generated with all their creativity. So let's not forget the energy on the floor, whether you were sipping citrus at Jack Vandenberg or watching this artist unfurl a pear mural at the IFPA 2025, because I think this show really represented creativity, color, and forward momentum. Everywhere you turn, there was an idea designed to surprise, delight, and connect. Even our own Produce Industry Network team got into the mix with our fun fruit lace sneakers that turned head and sparked countless hallway conversations. I can't tell you how many times our team, one of our members, including myself, we were stopped and asked, "Where did you get those shoes?" It was a small but sweet reminder that produce isn't just business. It's personality, culture, and community. On a personal note, while walking the show, I noticed a person's name that had been on my podcast several months ago, but I had never met. His name is Daniel Savatre. He's president of the French Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Organization, Interfel. I tried to meet Daniel in person at both Fruit Logistica and just 2 weeks ago in Madrid at Fruit Attraction. I visited the Interfail booth, but everyone was in a meeting, and I thought, oh, well, better luck next time. Here I am, a continent away at IFPA in Anaheim. I see him passing. I see this name, and I went, hey, I know that person. So I stopped him and said, Daniel, c'est moi, c'est Juanita. Je me souviendra. Do you remember me? We did the podcast together a few months back. And he delighted me in giving me an invite to his booth, where we were able to sit and just really have a great conversation about his organization, Interfail, and what is going on with their promoting fresh produce, their French products as exports. So merci to Daniel for the invite and the opportunity to learn more. And that's what these shows are all about, because, you know, we have so much going on with emails and Zoom and phone calls. I mean, I don't think people even really talk much over the phone anymore, but there's nothing matches a face-to-face and getting business done in a quicker response. Wrapping up this episode of the Global Fresh series, I do want to mention one of our newest sponsors, AgriFresh, an industry leader in post-harvest quality and freshness solutions to digital technology platforms. And who better to speak about this but Bradford Warner, head of digital data. We also had a chance to sit and talk with him, interview him at the AgriFresh booth. If you didn't have a chance to see any of these interviews that I've mentioned during my podcast, they're all on, you can find them on either the PIN, Produce Industry Network LinkedIn page, or Patrick Kelly Little Citrus. There's many little clips of these interviews, and I'm sure you'll learn something from many of them. So this was another memorable IFPA show that has come and gone, but the experiences and connections that we have made are invaluable. And as I mentioned, there's always email, Zoom, and phone calls, but nothing compares to a face-to-face meeting, as I can attest to from my experience in running into Daniel Sauvatre at the show. Our industry has traditionally been business with a handshake. And yes, technology has improved many things in our business, but we still look forward to trade shows, whether they are the local ones or major international ones. More business can be done with a face-to-face than 100 emails going back and forth. Thank you for joining me today as we cover the eponymous IFPA 2025 and look forward to the 2026 Orlando show. It's always a pleasure to have you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you somewhere in the world, on the trade, in the aisles of a trade show, or in the orchards, or on the horizon, somewhere in the world.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Gallio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.